Well, hello, everybody. We are in our study on the book of Romans. And I just want to say there is so much truth in these chapters. And I just really encourage you to study on your own, listen again to the podcast or to the live streaming, and just ask God to enlighten these passages to you. It's truth, and Jesus said, truth will set us free. So I really believe these things are life-changing. But it takes more than just kind of listening on a Sunday morning or once a week, kind of listening to, you know, a video like this. The focus, of course, in so far in the book of Romans has been the gift of justification or the gift of righteousness. Same thing. We have been justified. We have been declared righteous by the blood of Jesus. Without this gift, we find ourselves condemned. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in this session. We have no hope of ever having true communion with God or fellowship with a holy God without this gift. Sin has blocked the way. But now, for those of us who receive that gift, we have been declared righteous. So what does that mean? Practically, we've already kind of said it in different ways. One, we have communion or we have fellowship with God. We have a living relationship with Him. Two, we have eternal life because we stand righteous before Him. And three, we can be in right relationship with God forever, including today, because we stand continually righteous before Him. And of course, there's many other things that we've talked about too that are part of the fruit of this gift of justification. Let's take a look at Romans 5, verses 1 through 2. 1 and 2 here. This is by way of review. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, that's something else that we get. You know, with that gift of justification, we get that peace that surpasses all comprehension. We talked about that last time. Through whom also, verse 2 continues, we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. One of the things that comes with this gift of justification is that we gain entrance into grace, a new world of continual grace. We talked about last time briefly, and we'll be talking more about this later, probably next week, but the riches of His grace, they are in abundance, and we're called to stand in that grace. But the justification, the gift, that is the door by which we enter that particular whole realm of continual abundant grace. Now, sadly, there's a lot of people who they've accepted the gift of His justification. They might not understand it all, but eternal life. They're truly born again. They step through the door and then they just stay there and they never experience the abundance of grace. Romans 5 talks a lot about that. So what is grace again? And this is still by way of review. We could say it's God's favor and blessing freely given to us. Sounds like something we all want, don't we? Of course, God's favor and blessing. Yes, I'll take that. And then the second thing that I think we should probably say about His grace is that it's something supernatural because it's His power working inside of us. That His grace is access to His strength, to His wisdom, His joy, everything we need. It's His divine power. Everything it says in 2 Peter that pertains to life and godliness. In fact, why don't we kind of take a look at that verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, and let's look at verse 2 and 3. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that His divine power that comes through His grace, we established that last time, has granted to us everything, not just some things, but everything pertaining to life and godliness. We've been given everything we need concerning anything concerning you know, growing in godliness and living the life that we're called to be, to live in this world. Now, God did all this because of his love for us. Verse 8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And last time we talked about how while we were helpless, while we were still sinners, while we were even enemies of God, God's love was constant. And that's why Jesus died for us, to give us that gift of justification. So today, we're going to be looking at the last half of Romans 5, verses 11 through 21. Actually, verse 12 through 21. And, you know, Ephesians kind of speaks to the unfathomable riches of Christ. Well, this is one of those, part of the unfathomable riches of Christ, his grace to us. One other thing we should kind of mention, we mentioned this last time, but four times in this chapter, we see the phrase much more. Verse 9, verse 10, verse 15, verse 17. Because what we see, and it especially unfolds in the second half of Romans 5, we see a contrast given of two ways of living. Two choices, two roads, two realities. So let's look more closely at this comparison. And again, I encourage you to take notes, go back, study them later, because when you read through Romans, you just kind of read through it. It's like, whoa, whoa, wow, there's a lot here. It's hard to just absorb it just reading through it once or hearing it through once or even twice. You need to look at it and examine it over and over for you to be able to get the truth that God wants to reveal to us and he wants us to really embrace. So let's, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world, and who's that one man? Adam, right? And death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Okay, so we see that through one man, sin entered into this world. And that was what? Adam. And so sin entered into the world, and as a consequence of that, what? Death entered in, and the conclusion here is that death reigns. And it says, and it spread, it entered into the world and spread throughout the world, didn't it? And so you can kind of see on this chart here that the whole world has been affected by what the one man, Adam, did. The sin, and it, like it says here, we didn't sin exactly like Adam did, but he brought about sin and then death. And so there's a spiritual and a physical death that just hangs over this world. It says death reigned and it spread to all men. Now, we are now in 2023, and we still have not been able to get rid of sin, have we? In fact, sin seems to be much more entrenched now than it ever was. Of course, sin's always been around since sin first entered into the world, but if anything, it has gotten more entrenched, and that's in spite of all the technological advances. That's in spite of all our social understanding. There's still war. There's still hatred. There's still genocide. Lying is just going, it's just rampant now. People don't even apologize for it. There's murder. There's greed. There's lust. There's pride. There's selfishness. It's all there. We have not been able to get rid of it. You know, and, you know, just this past week, there have been, three or four mass shootings, mass killings. And you think, how could this be, you know, in a country like ours, you know, where we have so much science and we have so much social understanding? It's because of what we see in this chart. Sin has entered into the world, and through sin, death, and it just permeates everything. So death and life. Death is the opposite of life, right? And here's a, just kind of a definition I think it's probably important to look at. Life, there's actually two words in Greek for life. One is bio, which we kind of get words like biography or biology, and that refers to me being alive. You know, I'm breathing, you know, I'm kind of moving, I'm eating, you know, whatever. But there's another word in Greek for life, which is Zoe. And it refers to abundance, blessing, something that overflows. It's a spiritual favor of God. In fact, you know, the last 15, 20 years, a very popular girl's name is Zoe. I'm not so sure that the parents really understand what that means, but it's a powerful word. It means life. And on the other hand, the word for death is thanatos, and it means destruction, condemnation, perdition, that sense of being lost, misery, spiritual death, separation from God. Yes, it means physical death too, but it's much more than that. That's why we can read in the New Testament, it uses phrases like, you were dead in your trespasses. It doesn't mean that you are physically dead, not yet, but you are spiritually dead. You are lost. You are miserable. You are condemned. And so you see these terms, life and death, a lot in the New Testament, and especially here in Romans 5. Jesus also used these same two words quite a bit when he talked about death and life. Okay, let's go and go down to verse 15. And we're going to kind of see this contrast here. But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification. And then verse 17, for if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Okay, so we've got another diagram here, and you can kind of take a look at it here. But in it, we see that, you know, really sort of an expansion of that first one. You know, yes, Adam sinned. Adam brought sin. Then came transgression. Then came judgment. Then came condemnation. And yes, death is reigning, you know, and it went to the whole world. On the other hand, through another man, Jesus Christ, what happened? He brought the free gift, didn't he? The free gift of justification. And that brought, you know, blessing. It brought grace. It brought righteousness. And the result is reigning in life or eternal life. And those are two choices that we have to live, you know. And we can identify with the first man or we can identify with the second man. And we see the contrast. One, sin, death, condemnation. But if that is true, and we all know that's true, you know, we can read about it in the papers or kind of probably we don't really see it in the papers that much anymore. We can read it online or whatever your source of news is. There's a lot of sin in this world. We see it just in conversations we have. That's a reality, isn't it? We can say, yeah, that's right. And then it just brings a spiritual death, you know, things like misery and condemnation and all that. Yeah, I see that. Well, much more, there's another reality. If the reality about sin and death is real, and we know it is, much more this other reality of righteousness and grace and life, you know, it's the free gift. You know, being made righteous, what Jesus did at the cross. And I like the way it says, and the grace of God in this passage, it abounds to the many. Now, sin abounds to the whole world. But through Jesus, grace abounds to the many. And that's God's favor, his blessing, his divine power, just working inside of us. But notice it says in verse 17, to those who receive the abundance of grace. Yes, it's many, but it's not all. It's those who receive the abundance of grace. And again, the Greek word there, receive, is just, it's more than just something that's passive. It's something active. It means taking, seizing, obtaining, partaking of. Actually, it can be translated to marry, you know. So we marry the abundance of grace. In other words, we make a commitment to it, and it makes a commitment to us. That's the type of relationship we, when we receive God's grace, we enter into. And the result, according to verse 17. In fact, let's read it again. I like that verse a lot. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, we know that's true, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, they will not reign in death, but they will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. You know, and this is really God's purpose for us, is that we would reign in life. That's Zoe life, you know, that through his grace, or really we should say the abundance of grace, we may reign in life. Now, we're not told anywhere that we won't have struggles or that we won't have problems, but it does say that we will have life, Zoe life. And see, Zoe life, it surpasses all the problems and the struggles and the confusion of this world. And so God's purpose is that we would reign in life. And by the way, when it talks about eternal life, that word life and eternal life is Zoe life. That's God's destiny, that forever and ever and ever we would live in blessing and abundance and spiritual favor. Now, here in this earth, we still are living, we've been planted in a world where there's still that sin and death, and so we see it all around us, but we begin to learn how to start walking in this abundance of grace in this age, in preparation for when it will be something permanent and all around us. Okay, verses 18 through 21, let's kind of read this. So then, as through one transgression, there resulted condemnation to all men, even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men. Notice how many times it keeps bringing up life, Zoe life. For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so, through the obedience of the one, that's Jesus, the many will be made righteous. The law came in so that transgression would increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, so one of the things that we kind of see as you start digging into this, these last few verses, is that there's two words that kind of keep coming up. Judgment or condemnation and justification. You could look at it this way. There are two roads, you know. In fact, I think we have an illustration here, you know. Condemnation. What is condemnation? I think we probably all can identify with this. It's feeling guilty, feeling bad about yourself. It's kind of a heaviness. It's a weight always on you. Sometimes you can't even put your finger on it. You just feel kind of yucky, you know. And the result is what? Anxiety and fear and worry. Sometimes even depression gets mixed in there. Basically, we're walking in death. You know, in the Greek definition of death. On the other hand, justifications where we've been made righteous. We're clean. There's joy. There's peace. There's a freedom on the inside. There's not any guilt. And we receive his grace, the abundance of grace. Because remember, justification brings us into a new realm. It's the entrance way or the doorway into a world of grace. And we're walking in life. So the two roads that are before us, are we going to be walking in death, or are we going to be walking in life, Zoe life? Now, I know sin is powerful, but grace, it says, abounds all the more. In fact, we know that sin's powerful, but a greater reality is that grace is even stronger than all the sin. Verse 21, let's read it again. I think it's just a good summary. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life, Zoe life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin and death no longer have to reign. Grace now reigns. We walk in life, and life reigns. Actually, it kind of says it, both life and grace reign, doesn't it? So life, righteousness, grace, eternal life, they're all one package. So in conclusion, what have we been talking about? A lot. So let's kind of summarize just the last 2 weeks. First of all, grace, into which we've now been introduced. Verse 2 talks about that. And in which we now stand it should be part of our life, right? And grace brings us into life. God's purpose for each of us is to actually reign in life, in Zoe life. This is to be a way of life for us. In fact, if we're not reigning in life, then somehow we're missing a vital part of the Christian walk. And we need to examine ourselves. God did not justify us, declare us righteous, only to expect us to continue to just live in the same patterns of sin and death. He has much more for us, doesn't he? He has grace and life for us. Some of the phrases we saw today, grace abounding. Just as sin abounded, we've all seen that, grace now abounds even more. And it wants to abound in your life. The abundance of grace. We're not just talking about a trickle of grace, but grace in abundance. Everything pertaining to life and godliness. Actually, next week, we're going to talk more about grace. And one of the illustrations we're going to use is how grace is being poured on us, showered on us. It's not like a drip, 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 you know, or even a trickle. It pours on us. There's an abundance of grace. Much more, it says, will we receive the abundance of grace in order to reign with him. Eternal life is not just a temporary or a sporadic exposure to life and grace. It is a continual and a constant and a magnified life, a life of life. You know, our existence will be in Zoe life. Many Christians understand that grace covers our sins. I mean, a lot of Christians don't, but a lot do. But grace doesn't just cover our sins. Grace, and this is so important to understand, brings us to reigning in life. Yes, we still live in a world where there's sin and death. But in the next age, which is going to be really the main age, we'll be living in perfect Zoe life and joy. So remember, there are two roads, two realities. And really, the reality of life and grace is much more, to keep using that phrase, than the one that we've been living in. And we need to ask ourselves, which are we living in? Is death reigning in us, or life reigning in us? And I think that's the question all of us need to be asking ourselves. Let's pray. Father, just give us increased understanding of this walk of grace that you've called us to. It's a life where your divine power gives us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Lord, we need this. Teach us more and more about this. Thank you.